Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Noor Faisal, and I live in North Park, Chicago.
Hey, Chicago. How are you? Are you staying warm?
I'm currently in Saugatuck, Michigan for work.
Oh, okay. So you decided to just work from Saugatuck?
My company's home office is here where my genius bosses live, and she's actually pretty excited that I'm going to be on the show today.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope we get you, mm-hmm. A raise or something. Welcome to the show, Nuri. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
Be careful what foods you eat, because sometimes the cheese overheats. Be nice with your slice, or you'll pay a big price. Just keep cool when you handle hot
pizza.
Pizza! Yeah. America is a nation in crisis, not because our Justice Department has been corrupted or our faith in the rule of law is crumbling. No, it's because our pizza is trying to kill us. For the second year in a row, we have seen a huge increase in the amount of pizza-related injuries. Thousands of Americans suffered from pizza cutter finger slices, falls while carrying boxes, and traumas when the moon hits the victims in the eye like a big pizza pie. In an article on a site called ABC 14 News that could not think of another synonym for pizza, so actually uses the term tasty Italian food stuff. Some of the specific cases were shocking. In 2018, someone poked a hole in the roof of his mouth with a fork while eating pizza, which, dear God, who eats pizza with a fork?
Mitt Romney.
Yes. Probably.
Wouldn't that be someone who got what they deserved?
Really?
Eating pizza with a fork?
Yes, they deserve to have a punctured
palate. Yeah, that'll learn them.
Yeah, absolutely. Here is your next limerick.
The social needs make me feel edgy. I've slacked on my New Year's food pledgy. I eat only junk. Unlike this sweet hunk, I'm jealous because he's eating.
It's something you eat, and it rhymes with edgy and pledgy. And the opposite of junk food.
Well, it's not salad.
Salad is made of these things.
Fruits and
veggies.
Yay!
Yes, sir.
In addition to making you jealous about your friends' relationships and vacations and new eyebrow threading techniques, social media can also make you worried you're missing out on all the delicious vegetables your friends are eating. You see that selfie of your best friend and her zucchini and think, they had dinner last night, they didn't invite me. According to a study, social media entices people to eat the same things that your friends are posting on Instagram. So if you have friends who eat a ton of salads, you'll probably eat more salads. Or if your friends eat Tide Pods, you won't actually change, because pretty soon they won't be posting anything anymore. Are you guys on Instagram? Because I'm not.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Do you find yourself influenced by the influencers of Instagram?
Absolutely, 100%.
In what way?
Like, if anybody is eating any kind of junk food, I need that junk food immediately.
Really?
I was on Instagram, and I blacked out, and when I woke up, I was just surrounded with Pringles.
Just covered with them.
Covered. In my mouth, on my chest, all over.
How did they get there?
Instagram.
All right, here's your last limerick.
112 and still glad. No need to feel gloomy or sad. The trick to old age is to steer clear of rage. Stay peaceful. And never get
mad.
Yes,
mad it is.
The
yes.
reigning oldest person in the world, according to Guinness. It's a retired Japanese farmer. He says the reason he has lived to the age of 112 is that he has never been angry, except for that one time his roommate ate the last yogurt. This is very difficult advice to follow for most people, not get angry, and impossible for anyone who has ever been on hold with Comcast. The man claims smiling all the time helps you live longer, so that's right, ladies. Those old creeps telling you to smile more are just trying to help you live longer.
That guy's never been on a cruise.
Old people who are always telling us they got some kind of secret for why they live so long really piss me off.
Oh, Tom.
I've always thought the best part of getting old, I mean, what I'm looking forward to is just be angry with no filter.
Really?
Yeah, you hit a certain age and it just, that when they're like, oh, well, he's just old. And you just hit him with whatever you're feeling
yeah.
at the moment.
I'll
give up 20 years for that.
Yeah. Bill, how did Nuri do on our quiz?
He got 3 right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did well. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Bye-bye. Because I'm happy. Clap along.